What would you do if you found out that your aunt was actually your uncle and you're so confused and all you really want to do is just win your $5,000? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She in the spotlight. Hello and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV's after show for Young and Hungry. You guys, this episode was absolutely insane.
So good.
So funny, so great, just like usual. But you guys, we're missing Michelle today, sadly. Yes. But she will be back next week. But in the meantime, I have the lovely Miss Becca Brown.
Of course.
Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Make sure to follow us on, you know, AfterBuzz TV's YouTube channel. Make sure to listen to us on iTunes. Yes. If you listen to the podcast, give us five stars. You guys, we love you so much. We appreciate all your support, and it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Great.
But let's just jump right into it, guys. Gabby finds out that she could win $5,000 because she won this contest if she can find her aunt to film, like, some little video.
She can find someone she's related to.
Yeah. She has to find the person whose recipe it was that she submitted to win this contest. So she has to take a video with her aunt, but she's kind of estranged from her aunt, hasn't talked to her aunt for a long time. So basically she's caught
between... is on a mission to find her aunt.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to find my aunt because I don't want to talk to her because she missed my mother's funeral and, like, left our family.
But she wants money.
Yeah, so of course Gabby always picks money over anything else.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Josh is, you know, obviously amazing at finding people online. He's like the king of internet. So he goes, he does a one little quick search, finds where, you know, Gabby's aunt is. And yeah, so they're on their way to go to this bowling alley to find Gabby's aunt.
It takes a while of Gabby, like, I want to find her. I don't want to find her. Mm-hmm. I want to. I don't.
Yep.
Takes some decision making, which Gabby is not great at.
Not the best at. We've had four seasons of craziness so far.
Yeah, because of most of the decisions she makes.
Let's talk about Josh for a second.
Yeah.
Because apparently he used to be this bowling prodigy until he lost at the finals whenever this cute girl was like, you know what, if you make this, if you win, I'll be your girlfriend.
Of course, it was, like, a girl's fault.
And, of course, she had to be pretty and blonde, just like Gabby.
Yeah.
So that didn't help anything.
Didn't help much at all. That story, though, the way he told it was really dramatic.
I know, he's like, I don't want to talk about it. And he's like, this happened.
This happened.
And I definitely can't talk about this. I know.
Can't talk about it, but it happened.
I know. And he's like, keeps coming back, and Gabby's just like, I really don't want to hear this. And he's like talking in this funny, dramatic voice.
He's like, when is my cue to leave?
I know. Gabby's like, I'm out. I'm not about to listen to this story right now. But meanwhile, we have lovely Yolanda and Elliot. We love their stories that we have. Basically, Yolanda is having her Gamblers Anonymous meeting at the apartment, Josh's apartment, but they're not really having a meeting. It's more of like a Gambler's Anonymous poker game. So really they're gambling at...
And she tries to keep it anonymous when Elliot walks in.
She tries to, but then Elliot's like, you know what?
Pretty hard.
Elliot's like, you know what? Deal me in.
I want to be part of this.
Yeah, so of course Elliot joins in on the fun because, I mean, why wouldn't
he? Yeah, why not?
It was so funny.
Well, because Yolanda and Elliot have this weird friendship going on, and they kind of can't stay apart for too long. I know.
It's like they hate each other, but they love each other.
They love to hate each other.
I think Elliot may have a little crush on Yolanda because I know that he is, you know, I know that he likes men, but I think deep down in his heart, he has a little space for Yolanda.
Like in a sibling
you
sort
think
of way?
So?
Yeah.
You think so? I think he secretly wants her. Maybe not.
Maybe not so much.
But then they go to the bowling alley, right?
Yes.
We see them at the bowling alley. Everyone's there. You know, they're looking to try to find Gabby's aunt. They can't find the aunt because everyone is a man there. Except for one lady who had blonde hair. She turned around. She was obviously not...
obviously not.
Gabby's relative. Yeah. And they're like, wow, like, what the heck? And then, you know, she runs into this nice guy, right?
Yes.
And, you know, the aunt...
name is Chris.
Right. And the aunt has
a
like a little cutie pie tattoo. And so she's talking to this nice guy, and he pulls up his sleeve to, like, bowl. And what happens?
Gabby's like,
What does she see?
She sees the tattoo.
The exact tattoo that her aunt had.
Yep.
So then the wheels are turning, right? And what's going on?
Well, the guy, Chris,
uh-huh,
has to be her aunt or uncle now.
Yep.
And yeah,
so
pretty
basically,
much that summed up.
Basically, they're pulling a Charlotte De Laurentiis.
Basically.
CC Drake, I mean.
Charlotte on us.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, so now.
It was a good storyline.
Yeah. Her aunt is a man. So now her aunt is her uncle, in a sense. Yeah. But no one knows that her uncle used to be an aunt.
Her aunt.
So, you know, that's kind of awkward. They're having this meeting, and he's like, you know what? I don't know who you're talking about. And then she's like, tell me you're my aunt. And he yells out, I'm your aunt!
Across the whole place.
I know, which is super awkward. And then she gets all excited, trying to say, oh, well, you know, they're
ants
everywhere.
On the bowling ball.
So she drops the bowling ball
on his foot.
That is
Gabby.
Not a way to rekindle your relationship with a strange relative.
Oh, and Boo was on the chat.
Boo.
And said, every time Josh said smoothie, she laughed.
I totally forgot. How did he say it again?
He was like, smoothie.
Smoothie. Kind of like
yes,
that?
Yes. I died out laughing. I was like, okay, well, obviously I need one of these smoothies to start my day.
I know.
In the morning.
Honestly, I love smoothies, but I'm more of an icy type of person.
Smoothies are
icy
healthier, though.
Icy / slurpy, you know, kind of person. Like, if like, my main thing is Burger King. If you go to Burger King and you get a Coke icy with a cherry icy mixed.
You gotta hop on the smoothie train. You're in LA.
If you make me a smoothie, I will drink it, Becca.
I can't make a smoothie.
Do you have a blender at your apartment?
No.
You know what? This is like very off topic, and I'm going to just touch on this for a second. I got a blender, right? I was so excited, and then I didn't use it for like a year because I was just like, you know what? I have it. If I need it, I'll you know, use it. And when I wanted to use it, I opened it up, and the actual part, the glass part, wasn't even there. It was just the bottom part. So
but
I guess
you didn't know for like a year.
Someone returned it. And then didn't have the top part. So now I have this beautiful bottom part, but nothing to blend it in. So mad. Anyway,
well,
guys. Sad day.
Problem.
I know. First world problems. But this was my favorite part of the episode. Gabby's back at her apartment. Really sad. Of course, Sophia always is trying to save the day.
Sophia's good at saving the day.
She really
is. In some sense.
In some sense.
I mean,
this time, maybe not as much.
Yeah, not as brilliant. This time, I feel like her and Gabby kind of switched.
Yep.
Like,
which is odd.
Minds.
But I loved
yeah.
it. And basically, Sophia hires a thespian, theatrical extraordinaire.
An actress.
Yes. Who is going to play her aunt.
Gabby's aunt.
So then that way they can win the money. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Uncle Chris, who is previously Aunt Chris. Uncle Chris shows up and admits that he went to Gabby's mother's funeral. And she's like, no, you didn't, because I would have seen you there.
I didn't see you there. And he's like, did you look for me?
Did you look for this?
Gabby's like, no.
Yeah. So then I think she kind of has a little bit of a soft spot in her heart. She's like, wow, like, you know, he actually was there. And
yeah.
I think she takes back a lot of the harsh feelings that she has towards him.
Mm-hmm. Because those harsh feelings were because she thought
mm-hmm.
he didn't care
right.
about her mom enough to go to the funeral.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And I think it's one of those
forgiveness.
Things. Yeah, forgiveness is a great thing. I think it was one of those things where, you know, Uncle Chris didn't want to tell everyone who he was because
yeah.
he said that, you know, otherwise the next day would have been Grandpa's funeral. So,
poor Grandpa.
Grandpa's little heart can't handle it. But, so they kind of make up and it's really cool. And then they decide, you know what, we're going to do this contest video. I really want to know how that worked out though, because we never really heard.
Yeah, I want some like resolution.
And we never heard back from that app from the last
week. I told
you.
I told you we wouldn't.
Like, that was such a huge deal. I was expecting to learn more about it.
I think we're just supposed to, like, assume that
that they got it back?
Went well and they got it back?
Either that or maybe, you know, they didn't get credit for it and, you know, Josh is so rich, he's like, well, whatever, I'll just
or
make
maybe
it'll
app. Come back later, in a later episode.
Maybe.
But I don't know, I'm just not expecting it at this point.
Know. I'm kind of like, really?
I did like the storyline this week between Gabby and her aunt, uncle.
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice storyline of Freeform.
It was kind of cool because, you know, Gabby, we don't see a lot of interaction between her with her family because she doesn't have much family. So it is kind of nice that she has a family member, you know what I'm saying? Someone that she can connect with that she's not so, you know, either upset with or if they're passed away. It's kind of nice that she has a family member. So I am happy for her. But, you know, Uncle Chris goes to tell her, look, I can't do the bowling tournament because you broke my foot pretty much with a bowling ball. So
good job, Gabby.
Like, my teammates are screwed. And Gabby's like, oh, I got this. And she goes to sweet talk Josh into filling in on the bowling team.
And gives him a smoothie.
Yeah.
Which kind of like seals the deal there.
She gives him a smoothie.
Smoothie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's like, I don't want to do this. Okay, I want to kind of, but no, I kind of want to relive my dreams and see if I can actually do a good job this time. And yeah, so Josh goes, right?
Yeah.
He gets a strike, but it was kind of cute because whenever, before he, you know, obviously threw the ball, he kind of like had a flashback to where he, before he, you know.
Well, he didn't get a strike automatically. They were kind of losing at first.
Well, kind of, but then all of a sudden, you know, he looks back, you know, in the flashback and he sees that cute little blonde girl and she's like, hi. And then, you know, it goes to real time and he looks back and Gabby's like,
yeah, yes.
I thought that was so cute.
But before that, when Josh was kind of doing iffy,
mm-hmm.
I liked the confidence that Gabby had in him.
Yep.
Like, come on, you can do this. I don't know if you can do this. I'm like, okay.
You're like, all right, that sounds about right with Gabby.
Yep.
But going back a little bit, I thought the game of poker between Yolanda and Elliot and the Gamblers Anonymous group was absolutely hilarious. Elliot thinks he's going to win, so he decides to go all in, and then he puts his wedding ring in, you know, to just be like, you know what, I got this type of thing. He obviously doesn't have as great a hand of cards as Yolanda. So Yolanda gets his wedding ring and says, you know what, you've got to work and do my job for the next week. Do all the vacuuming, all the everything.
And the Elliot line I liked was, you mean drink scotch and pretend to vacuum?
Yes. He's like, deal.
Deal, yeah.
But then Yolanda tries to make it kind of hard for him because she decides that she's going to litter the ground with, you know, bags and trash
just
the place up.
Just make the room messy.
Yeah.
Make the whole place messy.
And then Elliot's like, can I please borrow my wedding ring for lunch with Alan? She says no.
Alan comes knocking on the door randomly.
And then Alan notices that Elliot is not wearing the ring and is like, oh no, it's because it's fake and it's turning your finger green, right? I'm so sorry. Well, when we were on vacation, you know, I kind of lost
the ring and there was a fake one, yeah.
So basically he gets a fake one. So then Elliot's like, you know what? I don't need that ring back then. I'm going to milk this and make Yolanda pay for what she did to me.
Yep.
So then he goes back. Yolanda takes chips and sprinkles them all over the floor. And it's like, uh-oh, well, Josh is going to be back any minute, so you better start vacuuming. He's like, you know what?
The ring was fake.
What was the line? He said something like, you can kiss my butt because the ring is brass?
Yes, yeah. Something like that.
Only it rhymed because the other word was used.
You can fill in the blanks.
You can fill in the blanks with your own imagination. But I absolutely loved that moment because, you know, Yolanda's thinking, oh, I got this. I'm going to make it so, so hard for him. And then, you know, guess who has to actually clean up?
Yolanda.
I love that because Yolanda thinks that she's got it going on. She thinks she's got it made.
She's like,
she knows
yes,
what she's doing.
I'm winning.
But no.
I have Elliot scammed.
Yep. You know what? I was really kind of sad and disappointed that Greg Sulkin didn't, you know, come back for this episode as Upstairs Rick because it seemed like
right?
a cute relationship.
I was sad too.
Didn't you think it was a cute relationship?
I like Greg Sulkin too.
Yeah. I was really upset because, you know, at the end there, they kind of made up and they obviously go to kind of, you know.
Yeah.
To, you know.
Fill in the blank.
And I guess they were just kind of like a one-night stand type of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of sad, but...
Maybe he'll come back.
Maybe. I would love to see him
on
the spinoff.
he doesn't have a MTV show anymore.
So that's true. Who knows?
You never know.
Who knows, guys? But speaking that brings of, us to what?
Speaking of guest stars, a random guest star that Jim in the chat wants is Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
Which I think is funny.
Yes, I love that. But guys, let's really quick get into some news, or not news and gossip, but predictions. News and gossip.
And now,
nice try.
For After Buzz TV predictions.
If this show did have news and gossip, what would we even talk about? Gabby and Josh.
Well, I think we've already talked about what there is.
I think our whole after show is pretty much news and gossip about, you know, Josh and Gabby, Yolanda, well, Elliot.
Like, I'm referring to the Young and Sophia spinoff, I think we already talked about it a couple weeks back.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited about that. And next week, I'm pretty sure I'm correct.
Possibly. I can look it up real quick, but...
Yeah. Go ahead and do that, because you don't have to if you don't want to. But pretty sure next week the Young and Sophia spinoff is airing. It is.
It's soon.
It is, because I actually saw online it said that. So, you know, maybe not. You know, we'll have something special next week. We're not really sure yet.
Yeah, we're not sure, but
that's all we'll say.
Stay tuned to our Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm. Becca B Talks TV, Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, guys, because, you know, you never know what we got up our sleeves.
Yeah.
Even though you're not wearing any sleeves right now.
No, I'm not.
But,
very observant.
I think for me, the biggest prediction that I have is that we might see more of Uncle Chris unless he disappears like, you know, upstairs Rick has.
I would like to see more of him because I want to see someone in Gabby's family.
I know. I think it'd be kind of a cool family aspect because Gabby really doesn't have much family. She just has Josh, and Josh is there for her. Sometimes they're sometimes not because they're kind of on a off time right now. So I'd love to see, you know, Gabby's family kind of stick around, and I'd love to see Sophia finally get a man because she's always having these little flings, but then we never hear anything about it again. I want to see her storyline develop with a man.
I'd love to see Elliot and Alan's new daughter come back.
Yeah, what the heck?
Because I think we've gone like 2 weeks without her.
Oh my gosh. What the heck? Literally, they introduced these characters.
I think she's on like vacation.
They introduced these characters to us, and then they just like forget about it.
Yeah, I hope she comes back though, because I feel like
she told
us. That storyline is very good. And
yeah.
So.
From what I've understood, she was supposed to come back, I thought.
I feel like she will eventually.
Like, where is she whenever, you know,
she's on vacation.
Elliot and Alan decide to go to lunch?
Vacation.
Or at school. She could be
or
at school.
School works
I want to see her. She was so sweet. She was so sweet.
Yeah, no, she was great.
And, you know, it would be super fun if, like, we reached out to her and maybe got her on the show or something, because she is adorable.
Maybe.
She's so funny. But anyway, besides that, guys, thank you so much for watching. Make sure to, if you're listening to us on the podcast, rate us on iTunes.
Five stars.
And leave a comment below. We love to hear from you guys. Give us some feedback, who you'd love to see on our show, and what you guys think of the new Young and Sophia spinoff, which is going to happen. That's going to be cool. So where can we find you on social media, Becca?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And this Friday at 10 a.m., I'm going to be interviewing Kara Royster, if you guys are Pretty Little Liars fans. So make sure to tune in on our sister network, The Popcorn Talk. We love you guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.